In other countries, notably Western Europe and the United States, rape-and-run logging has become increasingly unprofitable. Large logging companies operate on land that they own or else hold by long-term lease rather than short-term lease, thereby giving them, under some circumstances, an economic incentive for sustainability. Many consumers are sufficiently aware environmentally to care whether the wood products that they are purchasing have been harvested in destructive, non-sustainable ways. Government regulation is sometimes serious and restrictive, and government officials are not readily bribed. Some logging companies have adopted sound practices and have attempted to convince the public of that, but they found that their claims on their own behalf lack credibility in the eyes of the public. For instance, many wood and paper products carry labels making claims such as, "For every tree felled, at least two are planted." However, a survey of 80 such claims found that 77 could not be substantiated at all, and almost all were withdrawn when challenged. Understandably, the public has learned to dismiss such claims made by companies themselves. Adding to the timber company's concern about their credibility was their concern about the impending extinction of forests, the basis of their business. More than half of the world's original forests have been cut down or heavily damaged in the last 8,000 years. More than half of those losses have occurred within the past 50 years. Only 12% of the world's forests lie within protected areas. In a worst-case scenario, all of the world's readily accessible remaining forests outside those protected areas would be harvested unsustainably within the next several decades. Although the world could meet its timber needs sustainably from a small area, 20% or less of those forests, if they were well managed.